I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks loops, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterwin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh, and welcome to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Pearson will be joining us in just a little bit. We'll be talking about the Michigan Tech Hockey Series against Bowling Green. The Huskies ended their season down in Bowling Green this past weekend in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Disappointing ending to a pretty good season, and we'll talk all about the season and what the future holds for Michigan Tech hockey. And our email address is dj@themix93.com, and our telephone number, 483-4054, toll-free, 866-483-4054. Don't know that we'll be using the phones today for call-ins, but we might entertain that a little bit later on. 2-1 the final on Friday night. Close game, but the Huskies couldn't get the offense going, and then the offense got going a little bit too late on Saturday night, 5-2 the final against Bowling Green. Bowling Green moves on to the Final Five this weekend down in Grand Rapids. And the other teams that won, it would be Anchorage upsetting Alaska in a three-game series up in Fairbanks this past weekend. And Minnesota State was able to defeat Northern Michigan. Northern Michigan put up a fight down in Mankato. And Ferris State clobbered Bemidji State on Friday and then had a tough game on Saturday. But Ferris State moves on as expected. So those are the four teams moving on to the Final Five. And that's this weekend down in Grand Rapids on Friday and Saturday. We'll also talk about some of the strange scores from around college hockey outside of the WCHA as everybody jumps into the playoffs. The Big Ten will start their playoffs this coming weekend. So lots to talk about. And again, if you have a question for Coach Pearson, you can email it to us at dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com. We'll be back with the Mel Pearson Show. More of it right after this on Mix 93.
Today's going to be cloudy. We'll have a chance for some scattered snow showers. Our high today, topping out around 27 degrees, and south winds will blow at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight, cloudy skies with a small chance of snow after midnight, low around 19. And then for tomorrow, snow likely accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Our high tomorrow, 30 degrees, and southeast winds at 10 to 15 will become east in the afternoon. Tomorrow night, snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches, low around 26. And for Wednesday, snow and patchy blowing snow and several more inches of accumulation likely on Wednesday with a high around 28. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals store-wide. All six packs of bottled beer are all on sale. All Pepsi product 12 packs are 2 for $8. All Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Check out the great deals at Bucko's new Pizza Bunker, along with numerous energy drinks on sale store-wide. Nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5, plus much more. All sales do not include tax or deposit at Bucko's. Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all-new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Not
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a million-dollar smile. The smile that lights up a room, the smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease, the smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles Gentle Quality Dentistry for the entire family with Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Nominelli, and Joe Strong. Give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call for your superior smile. 482-3621.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone!
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton, call 482-1210, or visit the website for more information.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. It's also brought to you by Hancock Bottle and Coca-Cola. Check out Coke Zero. All the taste, zero the calories. Coke Zero. Find them in your local grocers. Proud sponsor of the Mel Pearson Show, Hancock Bottling. Well, we were talking about the Huskies falling to Bowling Green over the weekend down at Bowling Green in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. And you take everything into consideration, you just keep talking about that one point Michigan Tech could have used to get that home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs, but it didn't happen. And Bowling Green had that home ice earned, and they ended up beating the Huskies on Friday night and on Saturday night. Coach Pearson joins us in the studio. And Coach, I know you've had a few hours now to reflect, and it still is stinging, at least for me, that we weren't able to come away with more from Bowling Green. But they played a pretty good series, and you know, I don't think I gave them as much credit as maybe they deserve. Initially after that series?
Well, no question, Dirk. You could tell they were playing some of their best hockey, and we had yet to watch, obviously, tape, so we knew how well they were playing. You know, they came up to Northern and split up there, and then they went home and had a real good series against Bemidji. They really took care of Bemidji, and, you know, they've got some good players, and we knew they would be a tough out. They had played three, so their seniors had played, you know, three previous playoffs and won their first opening series the previous 3 years. So here you got a group of seniors, you know, that knows how to win in the playoffs. They have that experience, and then obviously their juniors had had a couple of years, and even their freshmen had had a you know, year of playoff experience that they won a series. So you could tell that they were a playoff, a hardened team with having some success, not just making the playoffs, but being in the playoffs and knowing how to win. And you know, we were concerned about that. That's why the push for home ice. Even though if we would have had home ice, you know, Bowling Green, those 3 years, had won their first round on the road.
Yeah.
So, but they've got a good team. I picked them in the top four in our conference at the start of the year, and there's a reason why, because of the Carpenters and the Williamsons, and you go down the list, you know, the goaltender, Burke, was outstanding, I thought, this weekend. You know, we got maybe one lucky goal on him, but other than that, we had to earn everything we got. So, but that's why you try to get that home ice. I mean, I thought you could really see the matchups that they wanted, especially right from the get-go the first night. And if you listen to Chris Bergeron after, you know, he wanted certain matchups, and they played a senior line against you know, we had Blake Pietl, Reed Sterles, and David Johnstone, and they sent out a line just to check them, not to do anything else, but just to make sure they were on them all night. And I thought it threw us off their game a little bit. We tried some matchup changes, we tried some juggling of the lines and whatnot, especially the second night, to get us going, but to no avail.
And that senior line you're talking about, Alan Drew Wallace, Brett Moeller, and Camden Watala, they were very solid out there. And you're right, Coach Bergeron really praised them after the game. And they shut us down a good portion of the whole weekend there. And that's tough when you're playing against a team that's just wanting to shut down that line.
Well, it is. And that's the key of having to play on the road versus at home. You're at home, you get the last change. So you can dictate who you want to play against who. And not that... you know, we didn't get our chances either. I mean, and that was part of the weekend, is we did not score on our chances. Excuse me, Dirk. We talk about it all the time. On the road, you have to, you know, stay on the ice, limit your penalties. Number two, get good goaltending. And I thought for the most part we got good goaltending. You know, number three, manage the puck. We did that for the most part. And then, you know, four is take advantage of your chances. And that's the one area that we did not do a good job of, is taking advantage of our scoring opportunities. And even Friday and Saturday, we have the first two good chances, great A chances in both games. We don't finish, and they seem to come down, and the first chance they get, bang, it's in the net, and now you're playing from behind.
Well, the final score on Friday night was 2-1. Let's take a look at that game, Coach. It was a game where, obviously, very little scoring, but at the end of the game, but it looked like it was